Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Can I just say, first and foremost, that I am obsessed with Patreon, and I'm obsessed with the 186 patrons that have donated to this podcast journey. You guys, like, are making my dreams come true right now. So thank you so, so much. 186 is, like, huge for being around for, what, 3.5 weeks? I mean, it's not that far off from 250 patrons, which is the halfway point to 500 patrons, which is the point at which I make a VIP season of Sex Unique podcast for you guys. So this train is, like, totally moving forward in a really awesome way. If you're listening to this and you're like, what the hell is she talking about? What's a patron? What's a Patreon? Let me clear it up. You should visit patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast and you will get all the info you need to know. Basically, it's a way to support this podcast. And the way I've structured it is, if you give me something, I want to give you something. So for as little as pledging $1 per episode, you will get access to a weekly bonus episode. And currently, there are 4 bonus episodes that you can listen to. So I think it's a pretty good deal. There are other amazing rewards, but you guys give me so much and make me happy. I want to give back and make you happy so that we all experience lols and joy. So check it out, www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast for more details. And, you know, without further ado, let's get this fucking show on the road. You're listening to the Sexy Unique Podcast.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm
like
your host, you. Lara Marie like Shane Hall.
Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope your cake's up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Got a girl with a friend, you'll be both
hey,
in.
Hey, y'all.
Oh my God, whew, sorry.
Just you're having really, an allergic reaction really, at this
Well,
point.
You know what it was? I was eating a chopped salad and I eat really fast.
Tell me what it was.
No, I eat really fast. This is really embarrassing. I eat so fast, and sometimes I actually can't catch my breath when I eat.
Do you need to be burped like a little baby afterwards?
I feel like the mom in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. So, oh my God. So,
do you need water?
I think I'm eating water. So basically, what happened was I think I inhaled lettuce up the wrong hole or something. I think I have like lettuce in my nose. Or something. I need water. Do you have
yeah,
water?
I'm gonna give you this glass of water.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
High drama to kick things off.
I know, but it's fucking. It's embarrassing. Okay.
It's okay. I can burp you, like my little son.
Gross. Okay.
Did that help?
I'm sure. Whatever. We'll see. I mean, I just think, I honestly think there was like a fucking shred of lettuce like stuck in my nasal cavity. I'm like not joking you.
Probably.
But it's fine.
Mainline that salad.
Yeah, it's fine. On to more pressing matters.
Yeah.
Or less, depending on how you look at it.
Well, I'm really happy because this episode was finally a good episode of the show.
It delivered. They went to church, which is always great, and then they went to their other church, which is the bar.
Yeah.
So I think that I was satisfied with what they gave me.
I know. I'm like, finally we get like a something. Mini reward. Yeah. Finally we get something.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to talk about. A, they're just on day 6.
I know.
So this is episode 4.
Yeah.
And there's 6 episodes. So now they're on day 6 of
like... So 2 episodes are just the last... It's weird. 8 days. It's weird.
Yeah.
They must have just like ran out. I don't
but
know.
But maybe, Brittany, maybe they get they in left. A fight and they leave early.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's a possibility. Sorry. Are you okay? Do you
yeah,
need
I know. I'm fine. I it's annoying because I feel like there is the lettuce still. I honestly can feel the lettuce in my nasal cavity and it needs to travel down and it just, it won't. It
do
won't,
you need
it
to won't. Just like inhale really?
I need to like, anyway, whatever. It's fine. It's so gross. I'm sorry. Okay. I mean, whatever. It's fine. Okay. So.
This is hugely dramatic.
Yeah. It's a lot of drama.
Staying in.
So, okay.
I think. Maybe they leave early or something. Because day 6, so then they have to cover the rest of the 2-week-long period in the last 2 episodes.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense. So I think maybe they did leave early. I don't know.
Okay, and this leads me to like another theory that I have, which is that I think that Jax and Brittany are broken up. And I think they have to pretend like they aren't. But that they either are waiting for this whole Jax and Brittany thing to end, or they're waiting for the season of Vanderpump Rules to start because they break up during the filming of Vanderpump Rules.
I guess. I don't know. I mean...
You don't care.
I tried to get it up. I'm so limp dick for them. You have no idea. I'm like, I need a podcast fluffer, because literally when it comes time to like dive into conspiracy theories as to why Jax and Brittany are still together or not, my dick literally commits suicide and like literally flies to like God knows where and like takes up with a margarita and just like chills the fuck out.
Well,
I mean, these two idiots. It's who knows if they're together or not. Who knows? I mean, I hope they are. I hope they aren't. God bless. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm in the same boat. Like, I care, but I also don't. But it's like, I just want to know because I don't like to feel fooled.
Yeah, that's true. You really don't like being fooled.
I don't like
You're
being
always,
fooled.
Like, investigating things.
I'm a big-time investigator.
Yeah, I don't...
Don't fool me. Don't even try.
No, you can't. Nothing gets through to you.
So...
Nothing gets through to you. I love that. That's like a Freudian slip. I meant to say nothing gets past you, but I said nothing gets through to you.
That's rude.
It's perfect.
That's very it's delicious. Rude. They're in their pig pen of a room.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Those two messes.
Again, the shaming
of
Brittany.
They're just like two honey hogs. They're two honey hogs in their pig pen.
They are. It's such a weird room, and it's just like, and Jack wakes up, it's like 6 a.m.
You keep calling him Jack, by the way. You called him Jack last episode.
Oh, because probably Will and Grace.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say Jack like literally all day. So.
Why don't you brag about it?
I know. Well, on my day job. The one that I...
Why isn't this a top priority in your life?
The one that pays for... Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I have to keep my... you know, to keep that job to fuel my passions of Jax and Brittany. Oh, my God. So whatchamacallit? So Jax wakes up at like 6 a.m. He's already like literally like
sweating.
Armpit full of sweat, face sweating, melting off. And I'm like, what the fuck? Did you just mainline an 8-ball like during your sleep? Like, I'm confused.
He's like so red with like DTs.
Yeah, he
He's
looks
sweating
disgusting.
Through his clothes. He's like, you ready to go to church?
He looks like a ghoul.
He says he was raised Catholic and went to a Lutheran church and like went to youth group. And I'm like, a lot of
and clearly it all resonated. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I'm like, he's a classic example of like too much church will ruin you.
Yeah, of course. Well, I think that regardless of whether he went to church, he was going to be, I feel like the clay dried on that one very early.
Yeah. And their church is like very casual. Like when Brittany was getting dressed, I thought she was putting on her sir outfit.
Well, it's really
kind of looked similar.
Well, speaking of a not so meanwhile, across the house, a not so casual outfit revealed itself. Sherry looked like she came off of a drug bender. She looked like, she looked truly insane.
Sherry's like changing up her entire look for church.
She looked like the personification of like a weird melted down Yankee candle. Like she looked insane.
Someone on
her eye, like her eyes were just like falling down her face and her hair looked like it was caught in a literal tornado.
Sherry's hair is on its own journey this entire episode. Like, we thought it was going to be just like one scene and it turned out that Sherry gifted us the supreme present of just having unclear hair.
I mean, she went from sex pot to just looking like she's on pot.
How about though, someone on the Facebook group, the Sexy Unique People, the Facebook group I started for this. Shut up. You're so judgy.
I am judgy.
You're judgy yet you sit here doing this. You're like Jack.
Because you're my friend.
I know, but
I do this for you.
I know. Try and act like you like it.
I'm sorry.
Someone in the Facebook group pointed out that Sherry looks like Tawny Katane circa 1986. And it's true.
That's amazing, but not currently, right? Or, I mean, yes, she does.
No, she does. She went from Brigitte. She's like truly a fashion chameleon and like a master of beauty.
She looked like she was going to like the BDSM dungeon for church. I mean, she looked like she was ready to like.
She looked like she was. She looked like
she was ready to fuck.
Writhe around on the top of a Corvette, like while like heavy metal glam plays, and then she just like.
But she's like writhing around in the pews. Around. She's just like.
I'm weirded out that Sherry didn't get that like animated during church.
No, she probably was self-conscious in front of the cam.
Yeah, she loves it there though. She said that's the only church.
I love that they were like, it's non-denominational. I can't say that. Which is, it's not. But she goes that, and then she goes / Pentecostal.
She's like, it's kind of Pentecostal.
Kinda. Yeah, honey, this is not non-denominational. Okay, this is like full-on Pentecostal insane shit.
Jackson Church was the gift that keeps on giving. Like, I could have watched an entire hour of him.
I appreciated his commentary. It's the commentary that I had, which is like, literally get that fucking kid off the ground that's speaking tongues.
Yeah.
It's so sad. It's like, they're all deluding themselves into thinking that these reactions are real or that they're spurned by, like, they're triggered by God.
But, okay, I have a question, though. Is speaking tongues real?
No, I don't think it's real at all. I think it's fucking bogus.
But I don't know. Is it one of those things that it just is like happens, so you're like going with it? So you think
you fucking make yourself do it. Absolutely.
So it's like performance art.
Yeah.
And you do it for the benefit of other people. I mean, like,
but
I
don't think that. You think that God is really making you do this.
Well, like, I was raised Southern Baptist and went to a church, not like a church where anyone speaks tongues or like gets on the floor and convulses or anything like that. But it was like, there would be moments where like the spirit of the Lord moves you. And so you're like crying and stuff, but it's like, it feels like looking back on those moments, it definitely does feel like performative.
Oh, it's all performative. And then you think, but you get it in your head that this is like God coming down and making you do these things when really it's just self-inflicted. I mean, I remember being in church as a young kid and thinking that God was speaking to me and doing all this stuff. And
it maybe he was. Real. What was he saying?
No, it was, you're a faggot. You know what it was? I just liked being like, big surprise. I liked being like the center of attention. So if I was like excelling in God, like I was like, oh, God's speaking to me.
Wait, I'm how God's old favorite. Were you when you were at
I'm
church?
I'm God's favorite. Like 5 or something. I went to an Episcopalian church and I went to an Episcopalian school all the way through preschool to 8th grade. So I was like, I like read Psalms. I like had to wear, I was an acolyte.
Oh, so you wore the like robes and stuff.
I wore the robes. I took communion every Wednesday. I mean, it's so funny because when I think about how I went to church 5 days a week from the ages of 4 to like 14. It's amazing that none of it ever resonated with me. Like, well, like my family, my dad's an atheist. My mom's like kind of religious, but like, lol, she's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so religion was never a part of our lives. We just went to this private school that just happened to be religious, but we were not religious at all. In fact, my dad is a staunch atheist to this day. So religion like was something that I was curious about when I was like 5 because I like realized it could get me attention and like made me feel special. And then when I like actually got some like cognitive like skills going, I was just like, oh no, this just feels like a weird story time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, it was like in our church, you really needed to get baptized like at a pretty young age, mm-hmm. but you had to be like willing to do it yourself.
Oh, I was baptized.
Like, you have to come forward and like accept Christ into your heart and like announce it. And then there's like a whole baptism.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember like doing that and being like really excited about it, but not for the reasons like
of, it's because it makes it you feel more, special.
Yeah. Not because I thought like, oh my God, I'm going to go to heaven now, y'all.
Right.
It was like, cool, I get to wear like a pretty dress and like the thing will open up in front of the church and I'll get like dunked in the water.
People do crazy things to feel special and to feel highlighted. And it's usually people who feel disenfranchised or feel alienated or ignored or pushed to the fringes of society. So this is something that makes them feel special.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it feels like to me. I was able to like... What? It's true.
No, it's true.
What? What are you...
I don't know what I'm laughing at. I'm just laughing at the whole, like, scenario. I'm laughing at Jax. I'm laughing at, like, thinking of both of us in church. And, like...
I like the idea of spirituality. I'm not an atheist at all.
No,
I mean,
me
I'm
neither.
I'm agnostic. I mean, duh. If
I'm laughing at, like,
psychotic, but Christians, I think organized religion
I think that they're funny.
Yeah. Oh, it's all very, but it's all very sad. In a sweet way, I guess, but a lot of that sweetness actually breeds like bigotry and like racism and all that stuff.
True, but I think there are a lot of really nice Christians that truly do believe in like spreading Jesus' word and like
love and
stuff.
But this Kentucky shit is like a deep cut. Like, we've talked about this before. Like,
oh yeah, their shit is crazy. The Aryan queen who like came up and she was like,
the devil will
come for
your
marriage, your family, your finances, your friendships. I was like, oh my God, honey, work.
I know. Who hurt you?
She was really glam, actually.
She was glam.
She was the most glam person at that entire church.
It's also just a really scary scenario when like Jax enters the room and he's the most sane one there. Like, that's mm-hmm. never a good look.
When you're identifying personally with Jax.
When you're like, Jax makes sense. And that's the whole thing about this show is like so funny. Is like, there are times where I'm like, yeah, I definitely am like the Jax in the scene. Like, I have my Jax lens. Like, we actually have the same prescription for the first time, you know, like very briefly, mm-hmm. but we have the same prescription for like 2.5 minutes.
Well, yeah.
And it's so bone chilling. It's like, wow, I relate more to Jax and his POV than like these Christians in Kentucky. Who would have thought?
I mean, I would have thought.
Yeah, I would have thought too.
I mean, I don't really relate to like people like crying. That woman in the yellow jacket who got fired up. And then at one point she's like, this other woman's crying. She's like clutching her belly. I was like, why is she holding that woman's stomach? I'd be like, get your hands off my problem areas.
Yeah.
She like clutches her belly and like prays with her and then grabs her like underarm, like hanging underarm fat, and is like praying with her.
I'd have been like, I'm sorry,
honey, you're triggering her even more.
I know. I would have been like, I'm sorry, we've decided to go with someone else. You don't get the part. Stop performing.
That all being said, it's like a pretty glamorous church.
No, it's not. There's
the ladies are serving some looks.
Yeah, the looks of delusion, which you can get in the fall line of fucking psycho Christian or us.
It's called, the one here is called the Lighthouse World Outreach Center, which I meant to Google, but then I didn't. Anyways,
well,
we should all look into that, I suppose.
Yeah, of
but
course.
I'm like, why is it a World Outreach Center? Why is it not called a church?
I don't know.
I have a lot of questions.
Probably because they want to normalize it and not make it seem so weird.
But a then, center is weirder.
But
to
in
me
reality,
than
they're
calling
making
it a church.
Yeah, I know. And then they went to that bizarre restaurant. First of all, I was proud of them for going to a restaurant. I was like, wow, someone's feeling fancy today.
I know. I was like, the ladies who lunch.
The ladies
look at
who
them
lunch.
Go.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they got served the beer cheese, and I was like,
which was already in its container. The
so they so
the
someone
cheese plate
goes.
Was just like Ritz crackers and like
celery
and
carrots.
From a package and
baby
then,
carrots that were just plopped on there and baby celery and then a container from like a grocery store. But I'm like, is this a restaurant or someone's house or like I've never seen
it's
in
like
a
going
restaurant.
Out to a restaurant and like getting hummus and then them just like putting a carton of like Trader Joe's hummus.
Yeah.
And you're like, here you go.
It was like a Trader
it's
Joe's
weird.
Vibe.
Also, have you ever had beer cheese?
I've never had beer cheese. Yeah, what is beer cheese?
I'm sure it's what it is.
Is it like
beer cheese? What do you mean?
But I'm Googling it now.
It's cheese
beer
that's
cheese
made with
dip.
Beer. I don't know.
Oh. Here's a beer cheese recipe.
Ugh. Are you going to make some?
I kind of want to now. It takes 15 seconds to make.
I want to learn how to cook.
15 minutes. Half a cup to 3/4 of cup of beer. Two cups. You're going to start with beer cheese?
No, I think
you would
general,
like beer cheese.
No, I think I'm going to start cooking. I think that's what I need to do. I think it's weird that I don't cook. I feel weird about it. I feel like it would make our home feel more homey. I'm into it. It's a new project. It's a new thing to conquer. I'm on board.
Do it.
Okay, fine.
Get like a Blue Apron thing or whatever. Like the meal delivery where everything's already, like they send you all the ingredients. You don't have to grocery shop or whatever.
So you just have to like, literally just like,
you just like put them into something. I think they're like pre-chopped most of the time.
That's cool. I should really do that.
Should
I need
do
to
that.
Get Jonathan on fucking board. I know.
Guess what? We should like get them to sponsor this podcast so yeah, that they give sure. you or sponsor you in your
yes,
cooking
Blue
journey.
Blue Apron, please. I'm a
Blue gay, Apron or somewhere.
I'm that, a gay disabled man who can't cut things.
Martha Stewart also makes like pre-packaged ones.
Really?
Yeah. I just was over at Joni and Leslie, who've been guests on Pump Podcast.
Yeah.
I was over at their house last night and they cooked me up a meal of the Martha Stewart meal delivery.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was really good. It was a vegetarian meal. It was delish.
So you just get it delivered to your house?
Yeah.
That's
they deliver
cool.
you the ingredients, you make it.
But then at that point, don't you just want to go out? I mean, they're part of the joy to me is like kind of like going to the farmer's market and getting a, like,
okay,
I
Ryan, let's really, like,
okay,
right, like you are going to find joy in that.
No,
like you
I'm
find
not.
Joy in going to the grocery store. No. You don't even pick out stuff when we go to the grocery store.
We don't go to the grocery store.
We do sometimes when I cook for you.
Oh, I know. I miss that. We need to do that again. When are you going to cook for me again?
Whenever. I'll cook for you soon. Part of the thing is the joy of going to the grocery. Like we go to the grocery store and I
hate
pick
the
out the
store.
Yeah, you fucking hate the grocery store. What are you even
but
talking about?
I
want to
be
about?
Someone who likes the grocery store.
Well, guess what? You can like food. So anyways, to make beer cheese, it's beer, shredded cheese, Hidden Valley Ranch, dips mix, and cream cheese. And you combine it all until it reaches a decent consistency. And then you have beer cheese. But I'm like, what is the beer cheese that, what's the beer cheese brand that they, it now sounds good to me.
Ugh, whatever.
I know.
It was gross.
Well, that package was like very confusing.
What did they talk about during the actual meal? Oh, it was,
they talked about,
they revealed to Britney that basically,
she's depressed.
That, Jax has weaponized Britney's depression against her as an excuse for why he's not proposing. I mean, it's so dark. It's so base. It's so just like, it's so sick. Like he is.
It's just insane because he's like.
She might be depressed. I mean, if I had a boyfriend who would lie to me, to my family members about me being depressed as an excuse to get out of proposing me. If I wasn't depressed before, I would definitely be depressed now. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Like, that is so dark. And it's like, honey, just like. There's an easier way. It's called just say you're not ready.
But also maybe Britney just is a person that doesn't believe in depression. Because
well,
she's
that's
like,
the thing.
When she said like, I don't need Xanax or Prozac.
I just
need
my
mom
and beer cheese.
I was like, honey, you're not really fully
yeah.
understanding like the
well,
depression.
There's a lot of
here.
There's a lot of misconceptions about mental health.
Yeah.
And there's tons. So I think, and there's also a resistance to being depressed.
Yeah.
You know?
So resistance to admitting that like maybe things aren't right and like
right.
Maybe you have to seek something outside of yourself to like help you get back to achieve equilibrium or
yeah.
some sense of normalcy.
So, I mean, there's obviously was no education or discussion around that in their house. They're probably just like, go to church. You'll feel better. Have some beer cheese with your mom. You'll feel better. But
she's like, the devil will come for you. He will come for your brain. He will come for your body.
Yeah.
He will come for your relationship.
They're not necessarily woke. In Kentucky regarding their mental health. They're very much asleep.
I'm really scared for Britney.
I know.
Meanwhile, fucking Jax is like on this like hunting trip with Waylon, who's basically a school shooter. Like, can
well,
we
yeah.
be honest?
Also, is he the one that looked like he had makeup on in the in
No,
the...
that's one of Britney's brothers.
Oh.
So there's two of Britney's brothers on the hunting trip and then Waylon the school shooter who's like literally about to go.
That was just a poorly
ham.
Conceived segment because Jax can't shoot because of his shoplifting. Oh, by the way, I love that, like, basically, like, when he told them that they shoplifted, they looked at him like he was a murderer when they were holding guns. They looked like he was just garbage on the street, which he is, but I was like, you were actually holding weapons.
But
like,
also, for him to, like, For them, committing a crime is like murdering someone or hitting someone with your car, maybe like almost killing someone. A crime like stealing sunglasses is like a pussy crime. You know
what I mean?
Well,
that's the thing. It's all tied into masculinity.
Yeah. And so yeah. Like when he has to admit that to them, that was one of my favorite moments of the show where
it's
it illustrates such a difference in their backgrounds. And it does. Ryan is still dealing with this like.
I'm just
salad
trying to get the salad out of my
lodged
nose.
In his nose.
It might be fine. I don't know. It feels fine.
I think if it feels fine, it's fine.
All right. I mean, it's definitely in there.
Well,
it's not bothering now, me.
It's I mean, bothering. It's starting to bother me.
It's kind of bothering me. It's
oh, fine. My God.
Okay. So back to toxic masculinity.
Do we want to take a break?
No. I really... No, because
that's... I can't watch you. Like,
no, because it's going to come out when it's going to come out. I can't rush it.
Okay. So
this
then...
has happened to me... many times. This is not my first time at the rodeo.
Okay.
I'm just getting things lodged in my nose. It's really sad. It's because I eat really fast.
Well, maybe you should
I need
slow
to
down.
Stop. I know. Anyways. So.
I love this, like, high drama that's just happening throughout this episode.
I know. What if I just did this to add more texture to the podcast?
It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
I just really thought we needed like a B storyline. I think we just needed
brilliant
like
comedy.
We needed a runner.
Yeah,
we needed a runner for the episode. Look at me, I'm talking about writing.
You're like you're a TV writer. Fucking you're gross. Doing it.
Yeah. Look at me.
Okay. So toxic masculinity.
Yeah, it's here. It's queer. Get used to it.
They're like. I also was like, are they really gonna kill? First, like you have Dawn.
What were they trying to kill?
Coyotes, I guess. I don't really know. It was unclear. I was very uncomfortable though at the thought that like they would potentially kill an animal on TV.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like Dawn has already chopped down an innocent tree for no reason.
I'd let Dawn kill an animal for me.
Yeah, I know you would.
I would. I wish I could quit Dawn. It's true.
Jack Twist.
Jack
Nasty.
Well, they gave me a very like Deliverance vibe.
Yeah.
That day. It was just weird because
they would totally like fuck Jax
yeah,
to teach him a lesson.
To teach him a lesson. Oh, for
I'm
sure.
I'm here for that porn.
Yeah. Well, just Dawn and Jax.
Yeah.
And just really just Dawn.
Yeah. Mostly Dawn.
Yeah. Because again, like Jax looks like a blowfish. I can't. Like a guppy fish. I don't even know what guppy fish is, but it just sounds right that he looks like a guppy.
What is your like ideal porn scenario with Dawn? Is it
well,
like
it's
is it like they're all
it's definitely
hunting
father
and then...
son. It's definitely father son because that's what I jerk off to. Like
mm-hmm.
I've been masturbating now for how long? Like 16 years, 17 years? 12? I can't count. 12 to 31.
I 13. Don't know.
The point is I've ran out of things to masturbate to. I'm like fresh out of material.
Yeah.
So I just
incest
have to go,
porn
I have
cool.
to go to the dark web to like get my rocks off. I have to like father son home from college. Like, you know what I mean?
But it's like role playing. You know they're not
yeah.
actually father son.
Right, of course. But like,
I just want to clarify because when you're like, I have to go to the dark web to get my father son
oh, no.
porn.
Well, some of them like some of them
well,
allege.
Some of them are going to look like it. Yeah.
Some of them allege it there, but they're not.
No, they're not.
And then twincest, I'm really into. You know what? You know who made me come out of the closet for all this is your friend Jason, because we were in Mexico for your birthday, and I mentioned like being like well wasted, like mentioned being into like twins kind of, and he's like, oh yeah, fucking incest, that shit's fucking hot.
It
and
is
I was
hot.
Like, I was like, oh my god, Jason's into it. Cool. That means it's okay.
Hey, guess what? Everyone's into it.
I know. It's. Really...
I would like. I guess like the good porn for this setting would be like. Jax and Brittany get married, and
yeah.
then Jax is like Dawn's.
Well, he needs Dawn's permission.
Father-in-law.
He needs Dawn's permission to
oh,
get
yeah.
Brittany's hand in marriage.
Yeah,
and Dawn said, "I will, but you need to do what you need to do first.
Yeah, you have to blow me.
Yeah, you have to talk to little Dawn. Little Dawn. No. Yeah.
Whoa, I'm getting like turned on thinking about
I know,
this,
I'm like, anyways.
I know, like, I'm like, excuse me, do you
yeah.
want to, I'm going to go upstairs, you get whatever
yeah.
is out of your nose, and
totally.
I'll be back in 5.
Yeah, there'll be some release for sure.
Yeah. And
yeah.
then Dawn is the top and Jax is the bottom.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Jax is the biggest bottom on planet bottom. He yeah. He,
I want Dawn to put
there's
like
no
a,
world in which Jax is a top in any scenario.
I want Dawn to like put a leash around Jax's neck and like make him walk around the farm on all fours.
If Don came to like the club, like the Eagle in Silver Lake, he'd be a hit.
He'd get eaten Don alive. Would
be literally, like, yeah, it'd be like hyenas. It'd literally be like.
Don needs to get on Grindr. He'd leave his
carcass. Yeah. Oh my God. I know.
Things would happen for Don.
Yeah. Don would get lit.
Things would happen for both Don and Sherry. They're West Hollywood icons.
They would. Like, Sherry would become basically like a drag queen. And like, Don would be like literally like the toast of the town, East of La Brea. He would.
You need to talk to Little Don. It was like too much for me.
We'll you see what Little Don, Little Don's opinionated. He has some thoughts. He needs to check. So, he needs to you run need to some things
first
by
to Don Don.
He's a tough customer. He won't just bend for nobody. You need to be the Little Don Whisperer. Get him in line.
Yep. The Don Whisperer.
The Don Whisperer. It's true.
Donkey Kong.
Ew. No. No. Now you've gone.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Too far.
Oh, please. Okay, wait. It looked like when the ladies were at lunch that Mama was eating a tater tot salad. It looked like her salad had tater tots
I'm
on
sure
it.
That like, they, I'm sure that their salads do like instead of lettuce it's just tater like that's
it
their
looked
lettuce.
Like lettuce and then like a pile of tater tots on top and I was
that
like
tracks. I'm not
yeah.
bummed by that yeah.
I was like I wanted to question it but then we had all seen the beer cheese by then and we knew what we were dealing
yeah,
with.
Yeah, the beer cheese really took the spotlight away from the tater tot salad, but I mean they both have a place to shine.
Don, did you notice the moment where it was like Don and the brother in their like talking heads moment and Don's tie was like really on another planet?
No, I didn't notice that. I was too distracted by the brother who literally looked like he was wearing makeup.
He kind like, of was wearing
he looked
a
like
of
a
makeup.
Disney prince, like a weird deformed Disney prince with like rosy cheeks, and it was not
I think he's like a little young and was maybe trying to cover some bad skin, but then went overboard with like the rouge.
Sherry
got her.
She's like, come to Sherry's beauty salon. She's like, the doctor is in.
She's like, I'm going to pray for you, and then I'm going to do you up right.
She's like,
but don't get any ideas. Come to Dr. Sherry. I'll cut your dick off.
I love that. It's true.
She's like, don't start acting queer. You know what mama does to them.
I know.
He's like, no. She like holds up a shotgun and just like.
Have people responded to our podcast in terms of like us like having complete fan fiction about Sherry murdering all the gays in Kentucky?
That's a really good segue to some questions that we got.
Because we really spent a lot of time on Sherry just literally like murdering tens of gay men, which makes me lol, but I wonder if anyone else like.
People are lolling.
Okay.
Okay. So William says, Sherry's church was insane. How many gay guys do you think have been sacrificed there? What percentage of its male parishioners do y'all think are closeted? Do you think Don Cruz is there?
Yeah, of course he does.
Don could get it in that church.
Singing like, who will save your soul? Like, he's like, yeah.
Don's like, looks around and he's like, I'll make the devil come for you.
It's true.
I think like, any gays in that church are getting sent to like gay camp or whatever it's
conversion
called.
Camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably real. Those things still exist.
Yeah. And then William also says, I missed Sherry's frosted lips on church, but I did love that her red lips matched her dress. That woman is an angel and a devil all in one.
Love it. These people are great writers and they're lollers.
They're great. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best.
They're cool. They totally understand. Get it.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice that people can appreciate our fan fiction.
Well, Sherry knows, like any fashionista does, that there's a time and place for everything. And church is not the place for her Austin Powers look.
Well, she still looked, I mean, she wasn't like,
I don't know. 80s sex pot.
Yeah, she can't rein it in.
No.
Her reining it in makes her go truly sexuality. Insane. Yeah.
She cannot be tamed.
She can't be tamed. No. Not this sex bot. Not this firecracker. This fireball.
She is a firework.
John, like my coworker described someone as being a fireball the other day. It killed me.
Sherry being a fireball?
No. But he doesn't know what this fucking shit is. Oh no.
Who's a fireball?
Just talking about someone. Just like someone that we found attractive. And he was like, he is such a fireball.
I love that.
I love that.
That's cute.
It's so cute.
He's a fireball.
He's a fireball.
I love that.
He said it in complete earnestness. And I liked it.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Sherry is a fireball.
Just a fireball.
So there's a new time. Like in a commercial break, it showed that from when I was watching the episode last night that it says that the next time this is on Tuesday at 9, which makes me think that Bravo's just like
bring it off
over this. Like
they're burning
we're gonna
it off.
Switch it to a new. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way in hell that anyone is watching this show besides us and the people listening to this podcast. There's no
people
way.
People listening to this podcast are like, I'm not even watching the show. I'm just listening to this.
Oh, really?
Some people.
That's
have said
so sweet.
That.
That's I know, funny. I like that. That's good for them.
Yeah. I love my fans.
I love my fans. Yeah, because I've talked to a few of my friends who do Vanderpump, and they're like, oh, I'm not touching that Jack and Brittany shit.
No.
They're like, no fucking way.
I owe it to myself to do this.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It's cause for concern. No, I told someone this past weekend, I was at like a convention that was for hydroponics, like growers or whatever. Randomly like visiting my sister who works in the cannabis industry, and I went to some events and I was talking to a guy there that was like, he was like, what do you do? And I was like, oh, well, I do a podcast. Have you ever heard of Vanderpump Rules? And he's like, I think I have heard of that. And I was like, well, I do a podcast about that. And he was like, okay. And then turned around and just walked away.
I love that.
It was N.I.
With the right person, that would be a conversation starter down an ender.
I know. I was like,
just
well,
wasn't your target demo.
No, truly wasn't.
Yeah, that's fine.
So Jax and Brittany go to the bar, y'all. And they start drinking fish bowls.
Speaking of fireball.
Speaking of fireball, indeed.
Yeah.
So they have fish bowls, which I have had before the last time.
What are they?
It's a literal fish bowl, plastic fish bowl that you fill with every kind of alcohol and then blue
Why
curacao.
Why do people want to get that? Like, I don't understand.
When I had it, I was 22 years old. Like, but that's like the hangovers. Well, when I was that young, it's like you don't really get that hungover.
Well, yeah, that's true. But they're not 22.
They're in their
mid-30s. Honey, fucking learn about wine. Like, but I don't know.
I don't think they have wine.
No, they don't have wine. But, well, they probably have wine at communion, but that's it. I don't think they drink wine at that church. It's too fancy.
No, they don't drink.
It's too much.
At my church growing up, we drank grape juice at communion.
Oh, we drink wine at mine.
I know, because this Piscobel is like pretty
chic. Took an extra sip.
I was like,
yum, 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 yum.
We had like grape juice.
Get all the blood
and, like,
of Christ in me.
Little like Ritz crackers.
Wow.
Or flatbread crackers.
I don't know. They get turned as they do, like spring breaker style.
Yeah, they literally have 25 shots. They're back to like chanting before slugging back a shot.
It's so sad.
It's really weird. I don't understand. I don't understand the way that they drink. Like,
no, I know. Well, this is when it comes down to like geographic. Like, it's different.
But
it's
small town drinking.
It's small town, and it's binge drinking is what it is.
Yeah.
It's binge drinking. That's the fucking thing. Oh my God. Wait, why am I having this epiphany now? When you drink at that age, it's binge drinking. You're drinking like to excess.
You're drinking to get fucked up.
But beyond that, you're just drinking and you don't stop. You just never, ever stop. And you drink until you puke or pass out or whatever. Whereas now, like, even when you get drunk, like, it's not binge drinking. You're not drinking like 3 bottles of wine. You're not drinking, like, you're not taking shots. You're just like,
getting like a healthy buzz on.
Yeah.
Or maybe having a couple glasses of wine. Yeah. And then like maybe you have a cocktail.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm drunk now after like 4 drinks.
Yeah. I love how you said that as if it was a small amount. I thought you were going to say like 2 drinks. 4 drinks is like normal.
Oh, please, Ryan.
Are you drunk after me?
You are too. You're not even drunk until like you've had 5 drinks.
No, 4 drinks is like when I'm drunk for sure.
Yeah,
I haven't drank this week.
You're really on your high horse tonight.
No, I haven't drank this week.
You ate a salad and now you think you can tell me what to do?
Mm-hmm. What'd you eat for dinner?
I had a piece of chicken breast.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, I ate 3 donuts today and 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So
you have peanut butter?
Yeah.
Really?
I've been on a real peanut butter kick, babe.
Babe, I'm craving peanut butter.
Well, maybe if you're a good boy, you can have some.
I kind of want ice cream.
Well, keep it to yourself. Okay. I've had my sugar. Okay. Met my sugar limit.
Wait, you've been eating PB&Js?
Yeah.
That makes me lol. Honey, I love PB&Js.
I'm in like a peanut butter and jelly phase right now, and I can't be tamed. It's all I want to eat.
No, it's
once I start,
really
I can't
nuts.
Stop.
When I lived in
yesterday,
New York,
I had 1 PB&J. Today, I had 2. Tomorrow, I think I'm running.
They're also like 1,000 calories.
I know. I'm running out of bread. Like tomorrow, I truly am down to my last 2 slices of bread, which is when the PB&Js will stop. But I was like, I'm going till it's gone.
When I lived in New York, I got addicted to PB&Js from this one restaurant. And I would just like get them delivered to me every day. I mean, I couldn't even put a PB&J together. That's how pathetic I am. And I would just like get these $8 PB&Js like delivered every day and be like, yum, yum, yum,
yum,
yum, yum, yum.
Yeah,
it's weird though.
There's a place downtown in Grand Central Market that is like an artisanal PB&J place.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We gotta go.
I mean, it feels like it's built for Instagram, but I'm already there.
No, it smelled good when I was there.
I'm into it.
We'll go check it out.
Okay, so wait, where are we? Okay,
these idiots
are getting wasted.
They're getting wasted. Then Britney's ex, Aaron, shows up.
Right. And Jax is
acting like a fucking weirdo. Jax is coked out of his mind, I think he might be rolling because his pupils are
there's something
massive.
Going on. He's not responding in a typical.
He's like chewing gum and like being like hiding in a corner and just being fucking weird. Like, yeah. Get your shit together, Jax.
And by the way, I love that like he had this epiphany where he like. So this guy, Aaron, was like very chill, like so
Aaron
chill.
Was the epitome of chill.
And Jax was like confused. He was like, I don't understand. Like usually like when you meet an ex-boyfriend, you fight them shirtless in a parking lot. But Aaron's not doing that with me. And it's very odd. Like he can't conceive of like a mature emotional response to a situation. He doesn't understand that. He literally is like flummoxed by Aaron not wanting to beat Jax up. Like his development and like problem solving skills are so rudimentary that like. It's insane.
But also in Vanderpump world, it's like whenever you throw an ex into the mix, a fight ensues.
Right.
Always.
I mean, I'm sure the producers are like
yeah, so every time that like, so it would just, like, the calculation of, like, 2 + 2 = fist flying, like, which would normally happen, isn't happening here. And Jax is still so, he keeps being like, I don't want any problems. I don't want any problems. And I'm like, what
there
problems,
are no problems
are there? There's literally there not no a problems. Problem.
Yeah.
Like, Aaron is chill.
Yeah.
And also, like, ugh, it was just like, I felt sad for Aaron.
It was weird.
And I was then, like, I feel like you're trying to bait him into, like, acting crazy or
I know,
something.
And Aaron was like, I don't under, do you think that he... Do you also, think the producers
Aaron's
told
the one
him to come there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It also, was not Aaron's the one that's been wronged in this situation.
Brittany I know.
Was living with him.
Brittany dumped him
when
for
she
Jax.
Met Jax.
I know.
And then left him for Jax.
You know.
So, like, it's just a weird situation. I'm glad that Aaron didn't, like, flip out.
Yeah.
But then Jax, of
I'm
course,
sure
tries to. I know.
Stoked.
They're like, well, another one like, bites the dust. Yeah. They're like, Jax can't shoot a fucking gun.
We
and
can't
now
get
Aaron's
the ex
just
angry.
Like, cool as a cucumber.
But I was still into it. I was into it.
I was into it. I was like excited to see who Brittany had dated prior to Jax.
But then Jax does the whole depression thing with. So here's the deal. Here's my theory on Jax and Brittany. Jax is obviously very emotionally abusive towards Brittany. I think that Brittany doesn't really work. He's the breadwinner, and he likes it that way because he has power over her. It's
and
all about power.
He has the control.
He has the control, and he says things like, oh, I wish you weren't so lazy. I wish you would get your whatever. But you know that the second that Brittany did, he'd be like, wait, no, come back, because that means he would have no leverage in the relationship anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about control. It's all about power, and financial control is a very real thing in relationships, like men lording over money, like, so they control their spouses. That's like a very real thing.
And he always does that with
her. So I think his complaint about wanting Brittany to get off the couch is bullshit. I think that he likes being the one that controls all the money and has control over her, because if she was an independent woman who made her own money and had her own career, he would have nothing to offer her, truly.
Yeah.
So this is his way of controlling the relationship. Okay.
Jax also, though, does a thing that is so manipulative and something
what?
That I hate, which is when, like, they go off and to have, like, their little sidebar discussion. He's like, so what's it like seeing Aaron? Like, are you sad that you're not still with him? And it's like, of course she's not fucking sad she's still with him. Like, why would you even
yeah.
say that?
Well,
like,
that's
you're obviously
he has this
just, like, jealous and insecure, yeah. but you also want to, like...
He likes
shit.
The drama.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, the thing is with Jax is that he loved drama. So that situation was so funny to watch because he just, like, could not compute a situation not escalating to a shirtless fist fight. Like, he didn't understand. He was like, wait, so we don't fight? And, like, it really rocked his fucking world.
But then,
his
like,
coked out world.
Brittany's like, why are you saying, she's like, you said to my mom and my dad that I'm depressed. I'm not depressed. I'm happy.
He's like, yeah,
and
you
he's
are.
Like, he's like,
yeah, you are.
I don't think you
like,
are.
I
don't think you are.
Yeah.
And he just kept saying that. And I'm like, you're insane for doing this over and over. Like, to sit and look at her in the eye and be like, I don't think you are. I don't think you are.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you are.
It's just, he's
it's
lit.
It's like a mind fuck.
He's on lots of drugs.
He's on lots of drugs.
Got that Kentucky Coke. It's world famous.
He's
that,
on like.
He's on that world famous Kentucky Coke.
It's called meth.
Yeah.
He's true. He's not like.
He probably
coked
got a, he
out
got, he
Jax
got a bad
is like
batch.
When he was talking about like Britney's boobs and he was like, they gotta be D's. They gotta be D's. And like, and like that was a different version of like fucked up Jax than like this version. I don't think you are Jax. Like
yeah.
this Jax was like on a different substance. It was like, it was coke related, but I feel like it was ecstasy.
It was like. 2 blocks
and
away
and he was
coke.
Chewing gum so intensely, like
yeah, he's on drugs.
He's like grinding his teeth. Oh
yeah.
God.
Anyway,
I don't think you are.
Gross.
Well, any updates on your salad nose? How's it? How's it
I
doing?
Mean, if it's there, it's fine. It's like not bothering me. It's gonna come out. It'll come out. It
yeah.
always does. It will come out when it's ready. It's just being shy.
Oh wait, can we just have a. Just a little chat about Brittany's friends, Ashley and Kara.
Oh, yeah. I like one of them. One of them
you
actually
like Kara,
hates Jax, and I like her.
I
that.
Think Kara hates Jax.
Yeah.
She's the blonde. And then
weren't
Ashley.
Weren't they wearing bandanas or something like that last night? One of them was wearing a bandana around her head. It was weird. I don't know. It was like know. It was like rockabilly style. It was odd.
Maybe it was Kara. Ashley is drunk as hell at all times.
Yeah.
She's like 1 foot in the blackout grave
yeah.
any given hour.
Yeah.
Her eyes are kind of like
I feel
half
like if your
open.
Name is Ashley and you live in Kentucky, you have to be in a permanent blackout.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just sort of the rules of life.
Ashley is just like.
That's just the, those are the
she's
breaks.
Like, Brittany will be happy wherever she is.
And Kara's like, this is weird.
I was just like, I'll beat your ass.
Oh, Gary.
All right. Well. That's enough.
All right, that's enough. Yeah. Are we? but this was good.
It was a good episode. Yeah. I'm excited for next week.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? There's two episodes left. Like, allegedly. I don't even know.
I'll be set. That means I'll be set free.
We'll see.
After two episodes.
Maybe there will be a reunion.
Well, I don't know, because next week it seems like they're having their big fight. So I think what will happen will be that if I were to put my reality TV hat on,
yeah, please.
That there would be a...
I want a theory.
There will be a to be continued at the end of next week's episode. And it will end with Jack storming out, or someone storming out of that fight that they have. And then the last episode will be them picking up the pieces and leaving Kentucky.
But what if they break up?
I don't think they will.
Okay.
I really don't.
All right, y'all. Stay tuned.
But I also really don't care. So it's fine. So it's fine either way.
It seems like you cared a little bit just then.
I know. It was good. Right? It was good? Did I do good?
Yeah, you did good. Now you can have some peanut butter.
All right. Smooch.
Bye. This episode of Sexy Unique Podcast was brought to you by the following sponsors: Meredith Good, William Jones, Jenna Griffin, and Johnny Smith. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.